in the daf, there were a number of sugyas that really need some eon, some time to spend. And the first part of today's share is going to be just a beautiful question. Sometimes you need a Gayan Olam to dissect a sugya and bring it to the forefront of the sugya question, and maybe the Olam will be able to help me answer the question. The answer that the Gayan, the Gadol, gives to me is not so pashit. From there, we'll after we go through the question, we'll talk a little bit about the Gemara we had about Ein Simcha El Babasar. As we in the past, we spoke about Yayin. As we head into Purim, the need for meat, can we eat chicken? So we'll bring a raya from the sugya, and then Mitzvah Hashem, we'll have time to discuss one of the most difficult sugyas in Shas. It really needs a separate chair, but at least we can touch upon it. Is the sugya of Miriam, the godless Seir Nashia, as we saw that her life should have been taken, but it was not. And we see that the Sata makes mistakes. And that is one of the most difficult sugyas in Shas to understand. How is that possible? So we'll try to get to that at some later on in the share. If not, we'll have a whole share about it. The Olam is going to follow me here. The question asked by the Binyan Shlaima, that he was known as the Gayan of Vilna, but he wasn't the Vilna Gayan, and he was the Gayan of Vilna. He was the next great leader in the Gayan in the town of Vilna. And this is his question. We go through this really quickly to get this question. Let's learn the Gemara that we learned on Dav Vav. So it was already a number of days ago. Gemara is trying to figure out what's the age of a child that is going to need to go up to the Eila Rego. Is he a child that has the ability to sit on his father's shoulder? Is it a child that has the ability to hold his father's hands? And the Gemara brings a raya from Shmuel. Says the Gemara of Shmuel, the Yachid Lurkavak Sefer Shalav, the Sahilo Tainas Teshama, Shmuel was able to sit on his father's shoulders, and he was not Oyle Regal. Shmuel, we know, stayed behind. Amalea Vua, so he said back to him all the time, hey, Tikshul Chana Gufa, what about Chana? Miloy Mechaya B'Simcha, didn't she have to go up? If Ein Simcha is Ela B'Basar, didn't Chana also have a need to go up to be Oyle Regal? Says the Gemara, Ela Chanam, if Ankusi Yisair Techazi Be. Chana felt that Shmuel is delicate, and he doesn't have the mitzvah. He doesn't have to go up. There's no mitzvah chinuch. The chashebei b'Shmuel l'chol shadorcha. She stayed behind with him, and the Gemara therefore feels that there's no raya from Shmuel. And therefore, what we're going to see is the brilliant question now by going through understanding who Shmuel was and how in the world did the Gemara even attempt to bring a raya from Shmuel. If a child needs to go to the Eila Regel, if he can walk holding his father's hands, or whether he can go on the shoulders. We'll go through this quickly, and just to get to the question. Says the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Nazir, Shmuel Aramasi Nazar Olam Haya. Shmuel is a Nazar Olam. Lepikach, therefore, Ha'aymer Hareini Kishmuel Aramasi. If someone says that I want to be like Shmuel Aramasi, or Kiben Kana, Kiben Elkana, Kimi Sheshasa Es Agad Bagilgo Chiyotzebeil Harei Zeh Nazir Olam. It's a Nazir Olam. They ain't Oimrim, and we do not say Shemelish Achish Shemais of Kelas Gavit. Nazir Olam. Fine. Shmuel is a Nazir Olam. Says the Rambam. What's a Nazir Olam? Number three. Umar be Nazir Olam. Nazir is man. What's the meaning between someone who's a Nazir Olam or a Nazir is man? She Nazir is man. Nazir is man. Asul Galeach Ad Soif Yimei Nizra. And Asul is man has to wait till his Nizir is over. Shneemar. Kol Yimei Nidra Neder. Nizra, Sar Layava Roy, she's not allowed to have any cutters here. The Nazar Oilam, a Nazar Oilam, and Hichbit Saroy, Makel the Samish, he could, a Nazar Oilam. If his hair is very heavy, difficult for him, therefore, to walk around, he's allowed to use a scissors, he can cut his hair with even with a razor, every 12 months. Fine, only up every 12 months, but a Nazar Oilam's never really allowed to cut his hair. That means Shmuel was not allowed to cut his hair. From birth, Shmuel's not allowed to cut his hair. We're going to go to Hilchos Nesias Kapayim. The halacha not well known, and it's only nageya for the kahanim. But we learn out from here from kahanim, birchas kahanim, and from birchas kahanim we then head back into the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. So the mechaber says like this: Achas shebisimei avelus, after the 7 days of avelus, a kohen is allowed a duchen. Ubisayich shebisimei avelus, but during the 7 days he would go out of the shul. Says the Rama. This is halacha not well known. If someone's a kohen and he's in avelus. The chol's man avelus afilu adyud beischeidah shalav. If he doesn't duchen, A kayin who loses a father or mother during the 12 months does not duchen. He walks out of the shul. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even on Shabbos and Yontiv, she'enai nikra shari b'simcha, he's not b'simcha. In order to duchen, the kayin has to be b'simcha. Also, leilach l'simchas nesu'in, just like, he's not allowed to go to a wedding, and you're not allowed to therefore be at a simcha. Can't be at a simcha, you cannot duchen because you have to duchen, you have to be b'simcha. La'alacha l'maisa, the place can bring down, the Pnei Baruch, Ein chenami in chutz la'aretz a kohen is not going to duchen. Ein a nice kabel chutz. Why? Being that the only duchen on yontiv. Yontiv, you have to be b'simcha. Simchas yontiv. He has to be b'simcha when he's duchen. Yavol Eretz Yisrael. There are those. It's a machlokes. There are those that permit a kohen to duchen. Why? Being that they duchen every day, they're not so b'simcha anyway when they duchen. So they're not so b'simcha anyway because they constantly do it. So in avelus, it's not going to be that they're not doing it. They're doing it differently. Because they're in Avelis. They're so used to doing it anyway. In the Halacha, we follow the Shara Prime. The Shara Prime does bring down that a Kayin should leave the Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses, before Duchening, and then it's not considered Bifarhesia. And we are able to use this now to go by this. So I'm going to build up to this question. So we have over here, first of all, Shmuel's and Nazar Olam. Nazar Olam's not allowed to take a haircut. We also now have a din of Kaihanim. When a kohen has to go up to be, when a kohen is duchen, he has to be besimcha, and therefore during the avelos he's not. What does one have to do with the other? Let's go further now. There's a prima gadim. Prima gadim says like this, that the Taz brings down the hekesh gamru min atayra, nisiyas kapayim lavoida. Duchening and avoida in the base hamidosh go together. And therefore, hanach shisha, there are six psulim. Zar, chol, yeshe, bainin, suyayin. We had these gemaras. The RL, all of these are possible in our Torah to duchen, vafilu, dieved, all of yard. And if they went up, they have to go down. They cannot duchen. Says the Prima Gadim, and I put it in bold, a father and a mother, the Eina Magal is not allowed to take your haircut. Kiyim b'shir garo. Says the Prima Gadim, you know why a kain is not allowed to duchen? Not because of what I said to you before, that he's not b'simcha. The reason he's not allowed is because a novel's not allowed to take a haircut. And being that one of the psulim in the avoida is, yeah, the kohen has to take a haircut every week, we learned in the Gemara. We had it in Gemara in Tainus, when it was his mishmer. Why? Because he couldn't come into the Beis HaMikdash with long hair. An avel's not allowed to take a haircut. He has long hair. A novel's not allowed to duchen because duchening is learned out from the avoida. And being then in the avoida, he wasn't allowed to do the avoida because he has long hair. If you can't do the avoida, you can't duchen. If you can't duchen, we now go back to the halacha of an avol, and an avol has long hair, he wouldn't be able to duchen, and that's what the Prima Gadim says.
At least right after you got his hair, every once in a while he's allowed to take
one. Very good. So then maybe then he would be allowed to do it, but because most of the time he's not, he doesn't duchen. Right, that's what it would seem. Comes the Rambam.
He shouldn't be allowed to take a haircut in order to do
the avoida. Oh, so you mean it should be that, so the Binyan Shlaim asked Kasha, he says he can't say I say the chalaisa say because it's not be'idna. He asks Akashi, he says, maybe say I say doichel. I say, he says he can. So he's going to be taking the haircut before. It's not be'idna, so he can't do it. Says the his pages on this. We're about to hit the question right now. If Doilam has a teretz, please let me know. He starts off tzarechi and gadol, and he doesn't understand how come no one asks it. So the Rambam says in number 7. Chein aser l'chol adam, ben kayin, ben yisrael, l'chanes v'es amilish, kula. Not just the kayin, who does the avoida. If you're Oyla Regel, we also are similar to the Kahanim. We're going up to serve Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash with Aliyah Regel. Says the Rambam like this, that Mitchilas Ezes Nashim, Mulufnim, Kishu Suya Yayin, Oy Shikr, Oy Peru Oy Rosh. You have long hair. Oy Peru Begadim. Frak the Binyan Shlaima. If we see that, we just learned out, Kahanim have to cut the hair. If they don't cut the hair, they're not allowed to do the Avodah. Then Allah to do the avoda. From there we learn out even kaihanim duchen. From there we says the Rambam. If this is all true, so Yisrael is not allowed to go to the Beis HaMikdash either if he has a long hair. If he's not allowed to go, what do we say Shmuel was? Shmuel always had long hair because he was in Azar Olam. If he's in Azar Olam, how could our Gemara this week spend so much time on Shmuel? He had no mitzvah to be Aliyah L'Regel anyway because he couldn't be Aliyah L'Regel because he wasn't allowed to take a haircut until he was not allowed to take a haircut. He's not allowed to take a haircut. He's not allowed to be Aliyah L'Regel. Why is Al Gemara bringing a raya from Shmuel if Shmuel was not anyway allowed to be Al Regal? So you can't bring a raya that is fought. You know why he didn't go up? He didn't go up because he had a long hair. He didn't take a haircut. He didn't have an upsharing. And what did we learn in the Gemara? That even if you're going to tie it to me, that Shmuel, he wasn't mitzvah bar chinuch yet, but what did we learn in the Gemara on the same daf? That a child who, as an adult, is potter, there's no mitzvah chinuch. So there was no mitzvah chinuch on Shmuel to be Eila Regel. If there's no mitzvah chinuch to be Shmuel, to be Eila Regel, so even as a child, even if he's not mitzvah, he still would not have a mitzvah. There would be no mitzvah Aliyah L'Regel. And what's Al Gemara bringing a whole raya from Shmuel when he had no mitzvah to be Aliyah L'Regel as an adult? He didn't have a mitzvah to be Aliyah L'Regel, so as a child, there's no mitzvah either. Brilliant question, right? After he learned all the sugi, it's brilliant. Kitzah Maisa is a pasuk in Shaifted, but when I was learning this, I said, I don't know what his question is. Because if the end of the Rambam says, let's read the end of the Rambam, number 7. Al Yisrael Shegodu Sa'aroi Ad She'Nasa Machlefes. If Yisrael's here, he grows very long, and now he makes machlefes. I don't know what that word means. In English, it's translated of locks of hair. Basically, you beautify, you have long hair, so it's not wild. You see, some people have wild hair. He goes out and makes it nice. That's what machlefes is. Then he's allowed to go in. So now, let's go backwards then. If Yisrael's like this, maybe a kain's like this too. Look at this pasuk in Shaifdin. Pasha, you learn Navi, you have no idea why the Pasuk says this word, but now we have a Ga'ayna Stikataritz. By Taimer, so the story was with Delilah and Shemshon. She asks him, what's your secret? He says, what's going on? Look at the word that's used. Machlefois. Same word as the Rambam. Oh, what is Machlefois? Shmuel made sure that his hair always looked good. If he always looked good, then he's allowed to be Oyla L'Regel. If he's allowed to be Oyla L'Regel, we see the Rambam's Lashon of Machlefais is Mamish, the Lashon of the Pasuk of Shmuel. If that's so, Shmuel could have been Oyla L'Regel as an adult. How? Because he took his hair and he made it nice. He had very long hair because he was an Azar Oyla, and therefore he was able to go ahead and maybe make it into braids or somehow cover it in a way that it didn't look like a nivel. So he had a mitzvah, so then as an adult he had to do it, and therefore lalacha, he would have to be Oyla Regel. Only, the Rambam says only, but yeah, what about up till that point, he can't be Oyla Regel. In other words, till the end of the year he can't. So that's once a year, so it depends when he's going to take, he could do it once a year, the Rambam said before, once a year, right? The Rambam says, once a year he could do it, but the other two Yom Tovim, there's no mitzvah Oyla Regel then. And maybe if there's not a mitzvah for one, there's no mitzvah. Okay, it was a brilliant question. Teretz is a little bit, still this machlefais is a little bit, I understand that's what the Pasuk says. So we're telling you that Shmuel did walk around as a Nazir Oilam, but his hair was braided or was made into a, it wasn't a nivel. All right, let's go by to, we had in the Gemara here. Let's review our sugi over here as we head into Purim and we head into the Yom Tovim. Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar. The reason why, even though we've spoken about this many times already, we spoke, just to review what we spoke about, the last year we had about this was about Yayin. And we already learned that there's a mitzvah of Yayin on Yontif. That was our last year. And we spoke about how you have to have Yayin during the meal. And every day we spoke about on Chol HaMoed, you also have to have Yayin. You need to have a revius of Yayin, we said, every single day on Yontif. It's not enough to have a little bit, you need a share. Ein Simcha, the Gemara says, Ela B'Basa B'Yayin. But Basar, the Gemara says, was only Bisman Beis HaMikdash. Now that's not Bisman Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says, Imsachim Yayin. So we had that shear. We also had a shear, this is going back a little bit, about not just Yayin, but fish. Could you be Yaitza with fish? The Gemara says Basar. Is fish included in Basar or not? But from out, leaving that aside, because we discussed that, and we'll come back to it in a moment. We learned the Gemara over here, and if the other one learns it together with me, we can appreciate the final halacha here, and we could see what Rav Moshe says about this. Let's go. The Gemara says in Dav Ches Amid Aleph, Yisrael Yezni Chavasim in Darwin and Davis, Tan Rabban, V'samach L'Bechagecha, L'Rabba is Kol Minei Simchas, U'marba All Minei Simchas. What does that mean, all? The Gemara now says, not so. Mikanam L'Chachamim, Yisrael Yezni Chavasim in Darwin and Davis. You could be Yezni with a Neder and a Davah. These are Karbanis. Ma'isabema also a Karban. So you need meat. That is from a carbon. The Kehanim can eat those parts of the animal. I would think you could be Yitzah with birds too. No, let's go to number 9. It has to be that a carbon can come from them. A carbon cannot come from them. Meaning, birds, no good. Chicken, no good. Based on the Gemara, it should be poshit that chicken's no good. It could be fish, maybe is good, because the Gemara doesn't talk about fish. And that's why a few years ago, when we did have the shear, Rav Ozner brought a raya that you could be yitzu with fish, because being that he says you're allowed to go fishing on Chol HaMoed, why are you allowed to go fishing on Chol HaMoed? If ain't simcha ella bebasar, with basar, with meat, so he brings a raya from there, not beautiful raya, but let's talk today about the chicken. And Purim. Purim's coming up. Emet Hashem, we're going to have chicken, or we have to have meat. So, based on this Gemara, is there any reason to feel that you should be yitzu with birds? With chicken. You definitely see that you can't be yitzu with chicken. More than that, I saw another brilliant question, and it's Sefer Noyam Agadim. Can you be yitzu with venison? I don't know how many of you can have venison on Purim, but it's not, could you bring a car? It's a chaya. It's not a domesticated animal. If Al Gemara says, you have to be all the ones that are mentioned in the Gemara. And Darim, Nedavis, Maisa Behema, those are all Roy Lekarbin. If they're Roy Lekarbin, if I take a deer, it's not. It's not Roy Lekarbin. So can I have, go ahead, and have, would I be Yaitza with that or not? So let us go, let's see how the Paiskim are try to solve this problem. It's not really a problem, but we have to know can you be Yaitza or not, and then we'll see what Ramayisha says, which is a Chiddush Gadol. Number, so the Gemara says, the Halach is number 10. A person has to be happy on Yontif. How do you make them happy? The children you give nuts, candies. So we have to buy our children candies. The women, what do? We buy them clothing. You should go give your wife money to buy clothing. Rav Ozner does write a tshuva that you're allowed to buy your wife anything which is associated with the Yontif itself. So if you're buying her even items for the kitchen, but it's for the yontif, it makes her yontif easier, that's also okay. That's what he learns in the Gemara. He talks about flowers for the yontif itself. You could be yaitza being a sameach your wife with flowers also. He does write that if your wife needs a cell phone, you can't just say, I'm buying you a cell phone for yontif. There's nothing to do with yontif. You're not yaitza, even though your wife's going to be happy, you're not yaitza simchas yontif with that. V'chayiv lahachil ger liyasam amana, and you have to feed the ger liyasam amana. Say the Mefarshim, what do we see from over here? That you could be yaitza with candies, you could be yaitza with clothing. So if you could be yaitza with all of those, so why can't a man be yaitza with chicken? If I like chicken, why can't I be yaitza? If I could go ahead and give my wife all of these gifts, and I'm yaitza, so what, although, I've shot an Al Gemara says you cannot be yaitza. Yeah, Al Gemara is Bisman Beis HaMikdash. Is man beis hamigdash? We learned you have all these karbanas, so you have to use the karbanas. But now that we don't have the beis hamigdash anyway, so now we don't have that kedusha of the carbon anyway. So now you should be able to use oifus. What is very important is that the mechaber does not say a word about meat, and that's the question that many have. What happened to meat? What the mechaber says? Chayav adam liyasimcha v'tayvleiv b'mayit who v'ishtay him and his wife. Not one word about eating meat. Al Gemara said you have to eat meat. Comes the and then he talks about yai. He says men is yai. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says number 11. Hainu, as I mentioned to you, that was our share last time. Gam be'emtza suda. Clearly, the Mishnah Berurah holds, like we said, novat. Besides kiddush al yayin, you must drink wine during the meal on yontif and every day of Chol HaMoed. K'maylin in Shabbos. Oh, just like Shabbos. You see, he writes Shabbos too. Then he says, then he writes, V'gah mitzvah lechel basar. You also have a mitzvah to eat basar. It doesn't say a chiyuv, and they're all medayik. Why doesn't it say chiyuv? Then he writes, if you have enough money. That goes back into the halachas, do you have to borrow or not? Comes the bir halacha. He asks the question, really tries to define simcha number 12. Keitza misamchen, aktanim v'anoshim. V'anoshim, the Mishnah Berurah says exactly what we just said. The men during the Beis HaMikdash, ha'yikayim, they ate basar shlamim, l'simcha k'dichsiv v'zavach t'shlamim v'yochal t'sham. That's our Gemara. V'achshav now, she'ein beis ha'migdash kayam, ein yoytzi v'deichai v'simcha ela b'yayin. Shenema b'yayin sa'achol v'anis. According to the Mishnah Berurah in his Bir Halacha here, you're not even yoytzi with basar, you need wine. Avol basar, ein chayvel. You don't have to eat meat on yontif. Lechol, kivin she'en, we don't have kachim anyway. We don't have, what was the mile of the kachim? The Kedusha, together with the meat, would uplift you. And that was true simcha. We don't have that anyway. Kivin shein labat, mikal makam. Then he writes, but there's still a mitzvah. There's still a mitzvah to have meat. Kivin shein labat, we do find simcha by meat. And that's how the Bach, halacha, if we stopped right here, What does the Bir Halacha Paskin? There's a mitzvah to eat meat, but if someone's going to ask me, do I have to eat meat? The answer is no, you do not have to eat meat. If you want to be your kaim, your mitzvah, what type of meat do you have to eat? Is chicken a mitzvah too? So some of the Acharonim, Rabbi Yashiv will see soon, but some of the other Acharonim, Mingaraya, if you could go ahead and give your wife all of these gifts, so why can't you eat chicken? And they all that there's a mitzvah, you could be yaitzi your mitzvah, because there's no chiyuv anymore, baser. And if you want to be yaitzi your mitzvah with chicken, you could be yaitzi your mitzvah with chicken. There's a
sar. I'm confused at the beginning. You just mentioned that the simcha for a kohen, he has no simcha on the veil. But here it clearly states you go from all these different things to get a simcha.
Very good. Because so one is if you're not going to be the simcha, then it's nikkur b'farhesa. Very good. The kohen who's in the aveilus would walk at it. That's they all ask you questions. The prima godim speaks about what you said. Or the Shara Ephraim, I should say. It says there, it's not b'farhesa. You walk out of the shul, no one knows. They're not paying attention to where you are. So they don't see it.
But,
you're right. But it's not. You're right. But the, being that it's not. But the if you're not going to be happy on Yom Tov, it's nicker that you're not happy. If someone's going to be down,
maybe you shouldn't be able to drink wine or eat.
So that is.
Why to drink wine anyway?
You can drink wine anyway, right? In other words, there they do say, like you're saying,
that. You
they ask, all your questions, Shmuel, they ask, because Birchas Kayanim is three mitzvahs that you're doing, and we're saying that you can't do them because of the Avelis. So, but why should that not win out over the Avelis? Yeah. So being that they say that if the Kayan walks out of the shul before they get to the part of Birchas Kayanim, he happens to walk out, he goes to the bathroom. So it's not nicker now, so therefore they say you're not, you know, but you're right, if he's in the shul, they ask you a question, what do you mean? He's there already, he has three mitzvahs. Let's go now to there's a chinuch, which is another tzarchi in Gadol for today. With the teretz that the teretz that I saw is also tzarchi. Let's learn. So if we stop right here, everybody agrees that for chagiga, chicken's no good. Chicken's only good now because we don't have a beis hamikdash, and because we don't have a beis hamikdash, so any simcha is okay. If you like chicken, so that's your simcha. Comes look at this chinuch. Medine HaMitzah. He's talking about the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. That's what I wrote here. Mitzvah Chagiga Bergal. Masha'amru Zichrayna L'Bracha Sher Kabanas Elu. Ein Lam Shir. We learned in the Gemara this week. There's no shir. You need an animal. It doesn't make a difference how big it is, how much it costs. Ela Filu Echad. One animal is enough. I put it in bold here. Bein Behema Bein Oiv Tar Oiv Geisel. A bird? What do you mean? Did we just learn that you can't use birds? How could the Chinuch write that you're allowed to take Behema and oif, and he tells you what type of birds, pigeons, or some other type of a bird, and then he says you have to go biar l'rego, be carbon biyadoi, go to Yerushalayim, shabbat kesef's no good, fine. How can he say this? It's against the Gemara. It's clearly against the Gemara. Minchas Chinuch says, teima gedoilo, he doesn't understand. The kesef mishnah, teima gedoilo. So what's the teretz? Look, I put on number 14. Correct? Number 14, the Minchas Chinuch says, in vura b'shas, the carbon zeh shlamim, shlamein ebalo mebehema. And he brings the Rambam. Umashakasav, I the chinuch writes, maybe behema tamua. What's going on here? Kvar tamu alav, the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech has the question. Anybody have a teretz? I was struggling. I don't even know. What could we even say as a teretz? Our Gemara said, and we just discussed, that you have to use animals. How could the chinuch say that you could be yotze with a bird? Our Gemara said, birds are no good. Chicken's no good. And here the chinuch saying that it's okay? Tarachi and Gadol. So what's the one teretz? I underlined it here. The teretz is what the chinuch. Although it doesn't really make sense why the chinuch writes it like this, but look at the beginning. Let's read the first line again. Masha'amru zechrayim levracha sher kabanas elu. What's elu? These. It must be he's talking about oilus ria too. Chagiga and ria. Our Gemara said you cannot use oi for chagiga.
There's no carbon oil that a person eats.
What do you mean, a bird?
Kohen eats it. He doesn't.
Okay, but the kain can eat it. The halacha says the kain, right, we just saw it before, the kain would be able to eat the chatas, the asham.
It certainly can't be talking about chagiga. It has to be talking about oilus ria.
Why?
Because chagiga is a shlom. There's no shlom in
that's
a oil. What could he pass? What carbon right. Could he possibly bring as a chagiga? So the chinuch has to be talking about.
Right, because it couldn't be. No, but it could be, because it could be a chatas, a oif. The Rambam said before that a kayin would be allowed to eat. A chatas oif, the kayin eats.
And that's considered.
And right, and that would be, yeah, that could be the chagiga.
Bring a chatas. You have to do an avera.
No, but he, right. So let's go back to my original question. So according to this, so halacha, if we stopped right here again, it seems that for sure, for Ria, you can use an oif, and or unless the chinuch is talking about bizman hazeh, and then we have a teretz bizman hazeh, although it definitely doesn't seem to be that's what he's talking about. But I think the Olam would agree that chicken would be fine because there's no chiyuv anyway. If chicken is fine, what would you taina with deer? If you want to have venison, it should also be fine. If it makes me happy, then it's okay. Bizman beis hamikdash ein chanami, I would not be yaitzah. However, in the Sefer Amudei Arazim, he says he's not sure about this. I don't understand because, I mean, I never tasted venison. I'm sure some of you did. And he wants to know, never tasted it. He wants to know, is it mesameich people or not? But whether it is or it's not, let's just go straight to the Rav Moshe Feinstein over there. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says, like, second column over here at the end of the sheet. Avomairi virabi Rav Moshe Feinstein amarli beferish. Rav Moshe learns, look at these words, shebiyantiv tzorach leechol lepachas kzayis baser. He says it's a chiyuv. So he argues on the Mishnah Berurah. He says, tzorach, not a mitzvah, you need to eat meat. Purim, efshalot says bebasar oif. Purim, you could use chicken. What's the difference, Purim or Yantif? Pashit. Because, you know, there's no karbonis. Yantif, we have to do like the way we did it when we had the Beis HaMikdash. When we had the Beis HaMikdash, we had to have meat. Says Ramayish, if you have to have meat during the Beis HaMikdash, it's manazeh, you have to have meat too. So on Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, you have to have meat. You're not yaitzah with chicken then, according to Ramayish. And on Purim, if you want to eat chicken, says Ramayish, you can eat chicken. You have to be mesameh, because it says mishta v'simcha. Ain simcha el b'basar. But there, Ramayish will agree that it doesn't have to be the way it was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, where it had to be an animal. So therefore, lalach l'maisa, again, we should try to be, we should follow Ramayish, although, and based on the way we learned our Gemara here, that for men, it's yayin and basar, you need both. The women, they could be yotze with other things, but for us, at least Purim, if you don't want to eat meat, and you want to eat chicken.
Anything, but it's not just chicken, you can eat fish, anything you like.
Question is, no, maybe fish doesn't bring simcha.
But you does.
Yes, the Rav Ozner brings a raya that fish only, he says it's good, because I said to you before, he also could be yotze on yantiv with fish too. Because he says he allowed to go fishing. The Gemara says in my cotton we had to allow to go fishing. What are you going fishing for? Must be, it could be yotze simchas yantiv. So he brings a raya to that fish is good too. Right, so you mean on Purim, if it makes you happy, then it's good too. Okay, right, we could do that also. All right, but Lefira Moshe, again, on Yantif, we should try to have some meat and not just chicken. All right, as I mentioned to you at the beginning of this year, one of the most difficult sugyas in this Shas, and Rabbi Yashiv also says it doesn't make any sense, the Gemara, was the Gemara that we learned about that the Satan's Shliach made a mistake. So the Satan says, the Shliach, please go bring me Miriam Agav Lasea Nashe, go bring me the woman that deals with cutting hair. And she ended up bringing the one that dealt with the, had a play group. Obviously, I think the Olam, for those that were here on a Friday night many years ago, we all know who she was. She was Yashka's mother. And if we had time here today, we can see a little bit how the Satan made a mistake. And one of the Gedolim says, he wants to know, at what point did he make a mistake? Did he make a mistake before he was born? In other words, was he born already, or he wasn't born yet? And if he would not have made the mistake, then Yashka never would have been born, because it was her life would have been taken, and that was what the Satan was supposed to do: take her life. And this way, it never would have taken place. The whole Christianity would never existed. But we're going to start with Rabbi Yash. So the basic question is: how can you make a mistake? I mean, Satan knows what he's doing. Besides that. So he sends to Shliach, go take me Miriam. What did he say? Which Miriam did he say? Just take a Miriam? And now the Shliach of the Satan got to figure out which Miriam to go take? And he doesn't know which Miriam to take? So he just decides, let me take the wrong one. Let me just take any that it comes to, that I can... And more than that, so someone died early. Someone died early over here. What happened with all her... We had in the Gemara, all those years go to somebody else. That other person that's getting all those years, what did it say on Rosh Hashanah? We had this question at the beginning of the year, but just slowly here, let's start with Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv says like this, Yesh kan harbi dvarim tamuyim. There are many things that don't make any sense in this Gemara. Chada, he asked this question, how do you make a mistake between Miriam and Miriam? You also have kayach to make people live longer? That means the Satan has a right to say, you know what, I have extra years yet, so I'm going to give the years out. It's not written in the book of the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mason. Sharei Shah Lihadre. The Satan Shliach says, oh, let me be Machiah Mason. Or let me give her back her life. So in other words, someone died, they already went up to Shemayim, and now the Satan, okay, let me give back. No, don't give it back. The whole Gemara says, Rabbi Yashiv, we could continue and ask many, many questions. This Gemara is the Sisrei Torah, is the secrets of the Torah. Okay, so do we want to learn this? We should understand maybe the secrets. What's happening over here? So then he brings down Rabbeinu Chananu, that the whole thing was a dream. It was all a dream. He dealt with Shadim. He saw this, but it's not really, nothing really happened. It's strange. What does that mean? I mean, I saw a lot of Mepharshim say it was a dream. So what's the point of the dream? What's the dream telling us? And what's, why would this be in the Gemara here? And the Gemara seems to say that this is something that we cry about. It never happened. So what's shot in the Gemara? One of the most important Arachayims is where he does discuss, we have Bechira. Does someone who's a Baal Bechira have a right to take the life of someone else? In other words, if Reuven points a gun at Shimon and kills Shimon, was Shimon supposed to die or Shimon wasn't supposed to die? And Reuven now changed the plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Arachayim HaKadosh. And the Arachayim HaKadosh says in number 16, Pirish, if Isha Adam Baal Bechira, and the others disagree with this vehemently. They say it's not true, but the Arachayim hold that you can kill someone although he wasn't supposed to die.
What's the whole Gemara that says that it was a person who killed somebody who shagged it and the other person killed somebody who made it?
Very good, right. That was more...
That also happened. It's not a steer.
It's not a steer, no.
No, that also happens. It also happens.
Right. And he says, Masha animals, layifku ba'adam and layishchayim yisad shemayim. So the Arachayim holds that you can change the plan of Hashem. That's the Arachayim HaKadosh. And that was the whole story with Yosef and the brothers, how Yosef says, how vayatzileo miyadam, when Reuven is saving, when Reuven wants to save Yosef from the bar, he doesn't want to throw him into the bar because there's going, he wants to throw him into the bar, it's bidei shemayim. He didn't want to leave it up to them, to the shvatim, because then they could change the outcome of what's supposed to be. Says the so the Mepharshim all are going to deal with this Arachayim HaKadosh, and they apply a Tau Gemara then. Oh, so you see that there's Bechir involved, but that means the Satan has Bechir too, and he can take someone's life although they're not supposed to die. It's very hard to say that. A person, yes, but from here we see that it's possible. If it's possible, so then, okay, it's possible the Satan makes mistakes, and then someone died early, and that wasn't the Ratzon Hashem. That's what some want to say. Very difficult to say. The Mepharshim do talk about this. If you look at the bold area over here on the sheet, just quickly, does Hashem do things shalike ha'igin? There are people that are supposed to die, but Bezin can't punish them. Kimai, less than 20. The chayt could be gairin l'shinim ashkach alav. The shmir is taken away from them. But those people can be under the control, therefore the satan. In other words, the way he explains it is, these people should be punished. But they have a shmira. Whether they're up to the age of 20, they don't get punished. Or maybe something else. Once that, so those people are under the control, they can be under the control of the satan. He says, now that the mashkes has arrived, Shaloi laughed him in tzaddik l'rasha. Who's the tzaddik that he said? He can't take a tzaddik. According to this sefer, he's taking the lives of those that anyway should have died, but they couldn't do it because you have this shield. Now that there's no shield anymore, the satan can go ahead and make a mistake, but doesn't answer how he makes mistakes. If you look weiter over here, it's interesting to note. And the Sfarim want to know, just to focus on Miriam herself, what she did. So Miriam, the Megadlet Neshaya, why did she was someone who wanted to let women's hair and let it grow. And usually women's hair is an erva. She says and she throughout her life, therefore was a barber. If you look at the words over here, he says, in the bottom two on the sheet over there, Miriam Megadlen Shai, Imai Shal Oisayah, she was the mother of Yashko, and she was a Risha. Shahaisa Girmis La Nashim Lech Besazu. She let the women walk out with here. She was a Sheitamacher. Hagayim She Yishru, Haraita She Erva Beisha, Vyavim Pleely, Al Piazaira Kaddish. Vahayala Ois, what ended up happening? She has a child, as Taisa says, who was a mamzer, because she lived with Yosef. and she was already married to Pafis ben Yehuda. She has a child with Yosef, so Yashka is a mamzer. And that's why throughout his years, he's called a mamzer. Why does she end up with a mamzer? Because she was the one who would make the women go out into the street looking good so that the men would have a taiva for her. Who was the other woman? The other woman was someone who took care of the students, had a playgroup, bringing up the children. And he says over here, and therefore the years went to Tzemer Rabbanan, all of this is wonderful, but it doesn't explain how really the Satan makes mistakes. Very, very difficult. And there's a halachas ketanos. And the halachas ketanos says, we don't pass them like this, but you go to a cemetery, so you make a bracha, baruch asher yatzeh eschem b'din. But if you go to a cemetery, if you go traveling and there's one grave, so there's a machlokes, do you say the bracha or not? So number 17 on the back says, the halachas ketanos says you can't. Because you can't say the words, asher yatzeh eschem b'din, because maybe the Satan made a mistake. See, if it's a whole cemetery, then you could say it. But we see from Al Gemara that the Satan makes a mistake. He ends off the Radvaz Kasav, no, not true. Kever Echanami Mivarach. So this sugya here is it plays into halacha too. You go to one grave, do you make the bracha or not? The next sefer here, you could see, goes into discussing when she was born, when she wasn't, when did this story happen. He feels that it happened before Yashka was born, and therefore the Satan had a right to take her life. There are many other questions on this sugya, but Mirz Hashem will have to have a shiur at a different time to understand exactly the end, and the last is the Ian Yaakov, which I spent a lot of time on this week. It's a very, very long piece. Where he does ask, and I'll leave you off with this question, and he wants to know, Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to, we did Zayin Adar, we do the second Zayin Adar again. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I lived out my full years, 120 years. Correct? The Ian Yaakov, what does that mean? That if he wouldn't have seen by the May Mariva, he would have lived what? Longer than 120? But he says, I lived out my full years. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I lived out my full years. He was born on Zayin Adar, and he died on Zayin Adar. So what is Moshe Rabbeinu, if he wouldn't have sinned, then what? He was only supposed to live 120 years. See, if you're going to learn with Al Gemara that you could add years, so that means Moshe Rabbeinu would have lived more than 120. But Moshe did live out his years. Lefi Al Gemara, we have a teretz then, because the Satan could go out and take years and add it. So he was only supposed to live till 120, and then he gets additional years. Because it definitely needs more Ian. I have to run to catch a flight. I will see the Olam tomorrow, Mirz Hashem. No, I went to cops before I came to Shabbat. Okay. Let me just take my towels.
You could just say the whole thing is that all the...